forms of communication. Clearly, if we are to participate in the society in which we live, we must communicate with other people. A great deal of communicating is performed on a person-to-person basis by the simple means of speech. If we travel in buses, buy things in shops, or eat in restaurants, we are likely to have conversations where we give information or opinions, receive news or comment, and very likely have our views challenged by other members of society. Face-to-face contact is by no means the only form of communication, and during the last 200 years, the art of mass communication has become one of the dominating factors of contemporary society. Two things, above others, have caused the enormous growth of the communication industry. Firstly, inventiveness has led to advances in printing, telecommunications, photography, radio, and television. Secondly, speed has revolutionized the transmission and reception of communications, so that local news often takes a backseat to national news, which itself is often almost eclipsed by international news. No longer is the possession of information confined to a privileged minority. In the last century, the wealthy man with his own library was indeed fortunate, but today there are public libraries. 40 years ago, people used to flock to the cinema, but now far more people sit at home and turn on the TV to watch a program that is being channeled into millions of homes. Communication is no longer merely concerned with the transmission of information. The modern communication industry influences the way people live in society and broadens their horizons by allowing access to information, education, and entertainment. The printing, broadcasting, and advertising industries are all involved with informing, educating, and entertaining. Although a great deal of the material communicated by the mass media is very valuable to the individual and to the society of which he is a part, the vast modern network of communications is open to abuse. However, the mass media are with us for better, for worse, and there is no turning back.